herzlich willkommen wieder am Super Me Sunday. Diesmal wieder mit einem Geldgespräch presented by 3BG, 3 Banken, Generali, KAG. Heute mit Julius Gottelever. Das Thema Alpha Mann mal Alpha Frau. Geht es nur um Geld und wie unterschiedlich sind die Sprachen? Julia ist unter dem Pseudonym Femme Phänomenal unterwegs und unterrichtet Leadership und Gruppendynamik unter anderem an der Webster University und an der Sigmund Freud Privatuniversität. Und jetzt herzlich willkommen bei mir im Studio, liebe Julia.
Danke, Christian.
Ich freue mich sehr. Ich muss ja erklären jetzt, warum es dazu gekommen ist und wie es dazu gekommen ist. Der Richie Dobetsberger, ich spiele kurz den Jingle ein. Inside Umbrella, Inside Umbrella, Inside Umbrella, by Wiki Folio, Inside Umbrella. Inside. Genau der. Der hat in einem Posting auf LinkedIn die besten Worte über dich, Julius Gottelever, gefunden und deswegen dachte ich überrasche den Richie und lade dich zu mir in den Podcast ein. Schön, dass du da bist.
Danke, Christian, für deine Einladung.
Und wir haben auch noch weiter ein bisschen gescriptet, was machen wir. Und ja, du bist der Meinung, dass Mann und Frau verschiedene Sprachen sprechen. Deswegen werden wir zwischen Englisch und Deutsch, du mehr Englisch und ich mehr Deutsch, hin und her ping-ponken, sage ich mal. Und ein bisschen die Überschrift zu unserem Podcast heute ist Alpha Mann mal Alpha Frau. Geht es nur um Geld? Oder Alpha Man times Alpha Woman, is this only about money? Aber zunächst einmal bitte ich dich, mir zu beantworten, woher du den Richie kennst, woher er dich kennt und warum du glaubst, dass er dich lobt.
Ah, danke, Christian. So, ich werde mich für meine Ausrede als Deutsch entschuldigen und ich werde mich auf Englisch jetzt äußern, als wir haben jetzt uns
Extraterrestrial German.
Extraterrestrial German, yes, I'm an alien in each culture I come.
So, I'm a legal alien.
I'm a legal alien, yes. Yeah, genau. I'm a legal alien.
I'm an Englishman in New York, but in we're York. In Vienna now.
But we're in Vienna, yes. So, I had the pleasure of being Richie's professor as he pursued his MBA at Webster University, where I have been professor in business and management for about 10 years, and he was one of the smartest and most creative students in my classroom, and we became friends afterwards and always played the role of sparring partners for each other. So I'm writing a book for New York City, he was looking through, he was giving some ideas, and I also give my ideas when he has any problems or life challenges.
Und du willst wirklich, dass ich meine Fragen auf Deutsch stelle, weil wir ja unterschiedliche ich ziehe das natürlich durch.
Yes, because as we talk today, men and women, they do speak different languages. It's a two different universes and we can also illustrate to your audience that even though men and women speak different languages, we have to take an effort to understand each other and to build an interdependent union.
Ist natürlich großartig für mich, dass ich meine mangelnden Skills im Englisch nicht ganz offenlegen muss. Richie, bleiben wir noch kurz bei ihm. Hast du seine Karriere als Asset Manager mitverfolgt? Er ist einer der bestperformenden Kapitalmanager, die wir derzeit in Europa sehen. Hast du das mitverfolgt?
Yes, I did. And what I like also very much that he is a very emotionally intelligent man, empathetic, and he's not this domineering alpha male beast, which been popularized by Harvard Business School. He's a very pleasant and caring friend. So it's a really great pleasure to know him.
Würdest du sagen, Richie ist ein alpha male?
He's an alpha man, I would say, okay. Because the difference between alpha male and alpha man is that alpha male is only scores high on the reproductive dimension, what I call it, and the alpha man scores high both on intellect, on emotional intellect and on the reproductive.
Zu Webster University muss ich auch noch erzählen, wir haben dort immer wieder Roadshows gemacht, also Privatanleger treffen börsennotierte Unternehmen und ich glaube, da war der Richie dann auch einmal zu Gast und jetzt fügen sich in meinem eigenen Kopfkino halt die Bilder zusammen. Aber liebe Julia, sprechen wir mal über dich, Polymath. Was verstehe ich darunter?
So I'm a polymath. It means that that I have mastered multiple sciences, which means that I have terminal degrees in them. So I have degree in mathematics and diploma in mathematics, I have a bachelor, master's, PhD in psychology, and I have habilitation in economics and management. This is a polymath.
Okay, spannend. Ich liebe Mathematik, habe ich, glaube ich, schon 50 Mal in dieser Podcast-Serie erreicht. Deswegen bin ich auch als junger Mensch Aktienhändler geworden.
You're extremely gifted, Christian.
Echt?
Yes, you are.
Webster. Du unterrichtest ja nicht nur an der Webster, sondern an vielen anderen Stellen, wo man Wissen erwerben kann, zum Beispiel auch in Krems. Sprech mal über deine Ausbildungstätigkeit. Was lernst du jungen Menschen?
So, I prepare the leaders of tomorrow. The leaders of tomorrow are women and men, and they have to work together. These women and men, I call them happy warriors. This is from the article in Harvard Business Review, which means that those are the leaders who are capable of expressing simultaneously warmth and competence. So those people who are highly educated, intellectual, but also very empathetic, warm, and caring about their teams and about the future of their companies or countries.
Jetzt habe ich die jungen Menschen angesprochen, aber du coachst auch Führungskräfte, bist ein Executive Coach. Ist das more male or more female, dein Publikum?
Thank you so much for such a great question.
I jump in between the two languages.
Yes, so naturally a man dominate executive positions, and I've been in the field for more than 20 years, and naturally I've been working mostly with men. I've been also a professor at Said Business School in Oxford University and Stockholm School of Economics, and this is where I met the students at MBA and Executive MBA, and then later they became my clients. But there are more women entering the higher echelons of power, and my also task is to help highly talented women to learn how to be simultaneously assertive and warm in order to compete on par with men, and to also build with them alliances and with other women so that we can change companies for the better and countries for the better.
Du bist der CEO von dir selbst, wenn ich das richtig verstanden habe. Ich denke, du wirst schon mal gefragt worden sein von Companies, ob du managen willst. Wäre das was für dich, ein größeres Unternehmen als CEO oder Finanzvorständin, CFO zu leiten? Oder kein Interesse an so etwas?
Yes, I can also be a manager of a big company. And I've been offered recently to become a rector of university in Lithuania. So I'm considering different opportunities. It's just the opportunity has to be extremely interesting and challenging, so that it brings me to new levels of learning and development myself.
Wir haben diese Folge genannt Alpha Mann mal Alpha Frau. Geht es nur um Geld? Das war deine Idee. Dann sprechen wir mal über deine Idee. Wieso hast du diesen Titel vorgeschlagen?
So I offered this title because when we talk about power couples, so we call them power couples, those are the couples where both men and women work and they pursue a very rich professional and personal lives. And there are different traps which those couples face. For example, they base decisions primarily on money, and they, for example, decide where to live or whose career to prioritize and who will do the majority of the childcare. But as sensible as this is, it often means that their decisions end up at odds with their other values and desires, because few people live for financial gain alone, and in their careers, they also motivated by continuous learning and being a great also having a successful and happy life. And couples need to discuss foundations and the structure of their joint path forward. And only those who do will be able to build lasting and loving relationships, because they have to focus on the core aspects of their relationships, such as values, boundaries, and fears. And not many do that. Because in any, like in a business, the same in family, you need a balance. So balance of money, balance of power, it's a give and take.
Wie siehst du die Balance zwischen Mann und Frau in der Ist-Zeit gegeben, in der Zeit, in der wir leben, was Geld betrifft?
I think that we are now living in the time of a very strong polarization, which we see. We have this, what you call so-called YouTube testosterone, men who are women haters, and then there is a counter a movement building on the side of women who say that we will live, we don't need men to live, and this is not a healthy development, which I see, because I come from the culture which is a Viking culture, and in the Viking tribes, women and men were always an alliance. So men were focusing on building this the wooden part of the ship, and women were wooing the segel, the sails, and there were women who were captains of the ship, so it was a very equal relationship, and they were very, very successful cultures.
In Austria, we were growing up with Vicky and the starken Männer. You know this TV series?
Yes, I do, yes.
Die Frauen waren da immer die smarteren eigentlich. Die, mm-hmm. Und die Männer, die ein bisschen dümmer und kriegerischer, bis auf den kleinen Vicky halt. Ne? Der hat mm-hmm. das dann mm-hmm. Hast du das gesehen auch?
I watched it, yes. I watched it, but of course I'm not so intimately familiar with it as you are, because you grew with it.
I love it. And schreckliche Sven war der Gegner.
Aha, I see.
Und die wussten immer, wenn der Sven kommt, weil in der Fernsehserie schon die Musik vorher war. Das mhm. heißt, die Figuren wussten schon, dass der Sven kommt. Also das ist ein Kabarett-Gag gewesen von einem lieben Freund, den ich hier nochmal gebracht habe. Was glaubst du, kann der Richie von dir gelernt haben, dass er jetzt ein guter Investor wurde? Glaubst du, dass du ihm da was mitgeben konntest?
I think so, yes. I think that he learned how to believe in himself, how to unleash his inner power as an introvert, because he's an introvert. And because my goal I have when I work with students, because I'm in the business education, been for more than 20 years teaching at the MBA programs, my goal is to give wings to my students so they can fly. And this is, I think, which is counterintuitive to Austrian culture, where starting from the school, kids are being, their wings are being cut off. They're being told, you're stupid, you can't do it, and you're not talented. And in my perspective, everybody has a talent, and the a goal of the professor is to nurture the talent, to believe in the student, to give that power to go against the current and achieve the dreams which nobody thought you even have got to believe in. And I think this is what he took from me, yes.
Im Bild, im Icon, im Podcast-Icon zu unserer Folge, habe ich dich fotografiert mit einem Würfel in der Hand. Warum? Hast du das als Eigenwunsch genannt?
Yes, I because I tried to explain to you my theory of alpha femininity and alpha masculinity, which I published a few years ago in New York City. And we needed a cube because it looks as a cube. It's a masculinity cube and femininity cube. So, and it was a very creative of you to give me your cube. Yes. And
For plug-in in USB.
For plug-in in USB. That was really cool. Yes, I liked it. And that was why I did it.
Schaut euch diesen Würfel dann. Also Mathematik für dich ein großes Thema in deinem ganzen Leben, oder?
Yes. My first education was in mathematics. So I belong to the 1% in math in my native language and to the 10% if I do it in other languages. And when as a polymath, as a scientist, first I look at the problem as a mathematician. I get data. I try to organize data into curves, into equations, and then I look as a psychologist, so I analyze from that perspective, and then as an economist, the third one. So it's always a multidimensional solution.
Auf Englisch klingt das alles so toll und ich freue mich total, dass wir diesen Podcast auf diese Mix-Sprache machen.
But we understand each other really well. It's working great.
Es ist gar nicht so leicht für den Kopf, für mich jetzt dann auf Deutsch zu antworten, wenn ich eigentlich auch mein schlechtes Englisch probieren wollen würde in einer ersten Reaktion. Ich schmeiße da jetzt auf Wienerisch noch eine Sprache rein. Femme phänomenal, wenn ich es richtig gesagt habe. Ist nicht Englisch. Aber
it's French.
It's French, of course. And it's a web, ist eine Webseite von dir.
Yes, yes.
Was steckt dahinter?
So it's,
ich kann mir es denken, natürlich. Es ist aufgelegt. Phänomenale Frau natürlich. Femme fatale steckt auch irgendwie drin, oder?
It includes everything. I think femme phänomenal can be everything. Femme fatale and femme scientific, yes. And if you watch the opening of the latest Olympics in Paris, they've been describing famous Parisian and French women as femme politique, femme cinématographique, And for me, it's a double meaning. One is that woman is a phenomenon, because I'm writing now a new book, which I will publish in New York City about femininity, and which I will explain about woman and the whisper of women's body, which nobody written before. And on one side, woman is a phenomenon, which I, as a scientist, as a woman, understood and I want to share. And on the other side is that just showing that, yes, I combined this polymath, all the different things. Yes, I developed myself to very high degrees, which...
sounds great.
Yes.
You live in Vienna.
Yes, I live in Vienna. I'm Austrian. I'm this new Austrians, which you call, yes, the highly educated, yes, which are global, but which have chosen Austria to be their home place. And
nice to have you here and here in my studio now.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Yeah. Christian, thanks you for inviting me.
And hi, Richie. Hi, Richie.
Hi, Richie. Yes, hello.
Richie, in Richie, there's also the English rich inside.
Rich, yes, yes.
Not only Richard, because rich.
Yeah. Rich, I have a nickname for him. He always grins us when I say it, but I say, Richard, you are my favorite oligarch. And he always says, I'm a small oligarch. So he says this humble in his personality. I like it very much, yes.
Im nächsten Inside Umbrella werde ich ihm das natürlich um die Ohren werfen mit einem Original Oligarchen-Sample von unserem Gespräch jetzt natürlich. Liebe Julia, eine Frage. Dein Verhältnis, your relationship zu Geld, wie hat sich das im Laufe der Zeit verändert oder ist das stabil? Wie geht's dir mit Geld?
I think that what I learned, and this is what I tell other women, is that women do need Eigenkapital. Mm-hmm. This is what... gives a lot of power.
You said it in German.
Yes, because our brains are synchronizing. Yeah, yeah. Yes,
it's a nice word, Eigenkapital.
Eigenkapital, yes.
We live in a Fremdkapital.
Fremdkapital, I think it's a really
in
a beautiful word.
Fremdkapital nation in Austria. Yeah? We don't like Eigenkapital because we always have the loans and so on. Yeah?
Right, but I believe that it's, and this is what also was different, because we talk about Alpha Mann, Mal, Alpha Frau, geht es nur Geld. If we look at the Spartan society, and I'm as a scientist, I study cultures, I study different different epochs. Spartan society was unique in a way that men and women, they were equal from the beginning, equal education. They were doing wrestling. They were wrestling naked up to 15 years old in the nature.
I'm looking WWE at the moment, but they're not naked. And there are also women and men. But I love wrestling since I was a kid.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And what was unique in Spartan society, and this is why Aristotle hated them, that women were allowed to inherit wealth to they owned banks, they had Eigenkapital, and that actually drastically improved their relationships with their men. And this is what I'm also talking about, and to women. And I think there should be more education, financial, for women, how to build the Eigenkapital in order that you have this power and this opportunity then to develop yourself.
Danke dafür, eine tolle Antwort. Ich muss mich bemühen, in Deutsch zu bleiben. Deine mathematische Liebe, nenne ich es jetzt mal, und dein Verhältnis zu Geld. Kannst du da Zusammenhänge sehen?
Yes, yes. As a mathematician, I have a tendency to simplify, to cancel, this is what we say, and how I accelerate my capital is that I remove unnecessary expenses, I buy everything with the optimized prices. And this is what I learned from my students at MBA, who were chief financial officers. They told me, you know, we are always looking for the innovation, and it's innovation is actually how to wie man spart in Unternehmen. You see, we are learning from each other. We're synchronizing. That's good. We're building a common language. Yes. And it's
a balance.
It's a balance. Yeah. Yes. It's and it's for me, because I have one of my best friends. She's a professor in finance. She's not a mathematician, and she always says, "No, I have to earn more. I have to earn more." And I tell her, "Look, I don't want to be a horse, because I believe that woman should not be a horse. And if you have to work endlessly, there are smarter ways to accelerate your capital. And you don't have to be a horse, you can be a woman." So this is something my mathematical influence.
Großartig. Genau das wollte ich auch hören. Und noch ein Stichwort gebe ich dir. Österreich-amerikanische Gesellschaft. Glaube ich, da hast du auch immer wieder
aufgehört. I'm a member of the Austrian American Society, yes. Yeah.
You know Monika Rosen?
I do, yes. Yes. Of course.
Yeah. She's a face of the Austrian capital market.
Yes, she is.
She's a role model.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. And she's a wonderful, very kind woman, yes.
Liebe Julia, ich komme jetzt noch zu meiner klassischen Schlussfrage. Was ist das, was dir an deiner Arbeit, über die wir jetzt gesprochen haben, in mehreren Sprachen gleich Spaß macht?
So, what makes me happy and gives me ultimate satisfaction is working with extremely talented, diverse people.
Like me? Like
yourself, because money do not love us, money cannot give us happiness, and only when we interact with a real live person and human brain, our own brain produces different hormones, which we call opioids, and then we feel really great. So this is what I love about it, and I love today being in your studio, because we really, as humans, it felt very good, yes.
Gut, liebe Julia, dann werde ich mich mal von unseren gemeinsamen Hörerinnen und Hörern, von unserer Audience, von unserer Audio-Audience eine Wiederholung verabschieden. Sage danke fürs Reinhören und einmal ein Tschüss von meiner Seite.
Thank you so much, Christian, for having me. And I say also goodbye. And I would inspire the audience to make risk your best friend.
Great. And now let's record something for Richie.
Inside umbrella,
inside umbrella, inside umbrella,
by Wikifolio.
Baby, is it true that you're lonely, like I feel lonely about you? Never thought I'd ever see the lights go out.